This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com and Equities.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I have a returning guest. He was back on my show back on March 8th, 2018. We're talking about Lexeria Bioscience Corp. They trade on the OTCQX under the ticker symbol LXRP. They also trade on the Canadian Stock Exchange. You can find them under the ticker symbol LXX. And with us today, we're very fortunate to have the CEO, Chris Bunka. Chris, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much. Happy to be here again. I think this is my second or third time. I'm thrilled about it.
If you could maybe provide us an update on licenses and some research and development activities. And like I said, it's been about, 5 months since you've been on the show, 5 or 6 months. If you could just give us a little bit of update of what's been going on.
You bet. We have been really, really busy in 2018. It's been our busiest year ever. As we had hoped and planned. And so we now have close to a half dozen licensees in Canada and the United States for our technology. We've always been organized as a B2B, a business-to-business company. And we have a number of companies in Colorado, California, Canada, and elsewhere who are now paying us to use our Dehydratec technology. Interestingly, today is a big day in Canada because it's Cannabis Day, the day that it is legal to use cannabis in Canada from coast to coast. But edibles are still not included under the new regs, and edible legislation is anything up to a year away. So it's actually pretty remarkable that we already have Canadian companies paying us to do research on formulating with our technology for products that will not be available for another 6 to 12 months in Canada. But we are growing nicely through our licensees and getting more access to more customers in more locations than ever before.
You know, you guys, last time we spoke, you guys have, I think, at least 7 patents. That being said, you have an extensive patent portfolio. Explain to my listeners how shareholders will benefit from the growing basket of intellectual properties that you got. And maybe if you could talk about the creation of your 4 whole owned subsidiary companies that you guys just started.
Well, absolutely. I mean, long-term listeners will remember. I mean, Lexeria has been something of a pioneer in this phase or this aspect of the business. And we have been beating the drum on intellectual property since we began in 2014. You know, along the way, there have been companies here and there that have talked about growing their intellectual property or filing a patent application, and in some cases, even having a patent granted. We now have over 50 patent applications outstanding in over 40 countries around the world. That number is growing, if not on a weekly, certainly on a monthly basis. And we have 8 patents granted now in America and in Australia. So our IP suite is one of the biggest and strongest in the industry. And not only that, it's more than numbers. I mean, our numbers are good. We think we are second or third largest in the world in regards to cannabis IP. But not only are we very, very large, we're also very early. And that's something I want listeners to always remember. The patent application process is like punching a time clock. Your applications are time-stamped. And if somebody that's out there is listening thinks about our technology and thinks of a way to do it themselves, and they go to the run to the patent office tomorrow and they file their patent application, you can announce to the world that you filed a patent application. But guess what? If you're one day behind us or 2 years behind us, as many of our competitors are, those patent applications, if they infringe, are going to be denied. So timing is everything. We are one of the pioneers in the IP game in the cannabis sector, and we think that both the quantity and the time value of our intellectual property is going to prove to be a differentiator for us. And to that end, as to your question, we did create four new subsidiary companies in 2018 so that each of those companies can focus on their respective areas of business. So those are hemp, nicotine, cannabis, and pharmaceuticals. And each one of our subsidiary companies has been empowered through exclusive licensing arrangements with our parent company to be able to offer our broad intellectual property suite to their respective customers. And it's really, really important for our prospective B2B clients and partners, because you can imagine if you are a food company or a pharmaceutical company or a nicotine company and you want to have access and investigate the Dehydratec technology from Lexaria, you might be feeling a little bit intimidated or inhibited from doing that if the company you have to deal with is a cannabis company. There's U.S. laws that really create some problems in doing that. So our new corporate structure with these four different subsidiary companies really allows us to accelerate the implementation of that IP through the subsidiaries to their respective audiences. So it's really hitting an acceleration button for us in our corporate and development and partnering.
My guest today is Chris Bunka. He is the CEO of Lexaria Bioscience Corp. You can find him on the OTCQX under the ticker symbol LXRP. You can find him on the CSE, Canadian Stock Exchange, under the ticker symbol LXX. You know, with a market cap above 100 million, how do you plan on growing revenues to catch up to your market cap a little bit?
Oh, well, that's a great question. We are doing so many things that it's hard to hit them all, but in the time that we have. But I guess in no particular order, our revenues are increasing somewhat slowly. We're into kind of six-figure per quarter revenue, as opposed to a year ago when we were in five-figure, and a year before that we were three-figure and four-figure per quarter revenue, thousands of dollars. Now we're into hundreds of thousands. So it is growing. People need to realize that our revenue creation is really, really closely in tuned with our IP portfolio development. So it's hard to convince a company that they should pay for our intellectual property if we do not have it patent protected. Our first patent was awarded in October 2016. Our second, very, very important patent was awarded in December 2017. And we've been awarded six more since then. So you can see that it's actually a pretty relatively recent phenomena that we've actually had the legal recognition of our intellectual property. That, of course, is walking hand in hand with our revenue generation. In addition, what I had mentioned earlier about creating these subsidiaries has been really, really important. It's been difficult for us previously to approach, say, a food company or a nicotine company and have a meaningful discussion with them, a business discussion, while all of our IP was held in a single company that included cannabis transactions. Under U.S. law, many of these companies were prohibited from doing commerce with us because of that. That has all changed just in the last 90 days. In addition to that, though, is the broadening of our IP. You know, our intellectual property started in 2013 and 14 from two researchers who were looking for ways to improve the ability of cannabinoids to get into the human body. That's since been proved through our tech, through clinical studies and more. But since then, we've made a number of discoveries. For example, earlier this year, we discovered in animal testing that our technology has great applicability to crossing the blood-brain barrier. And, you know, getting across the BBB, the blood-brain barrier, is a difficult thing to do. Pharmaceutical companies have been investigating ways of doing that for decades for treatment of central nervous system disorders like Parkinson's or Alzheimer's and many, many others. The the fact that we have demonstrated using nicotine that we can get 3 and 5 times, 300 to 500% more nicotine across the BBB is a really remarkable discovery and led to its own patent creations as well. But it also opens the door to new sources of revenue streams. So at the end of the day, Lexaria is all about generating revenue and value for its customers and for its shareholders. And I think the point that I would make and really, really stress to listeners is that it's very, very early in the Lexaria story. And believe it or not, we feel 100% confident in saying that the value creation that we have already experienced from, you know, $5 and $10 million market cap, say 2 or 2.5 years ago, to 100 or 150 million today, is absolutely nothing compared to what we expect will happen as these new applications for our science start to mature in the next year and 2 years. So personally, I remain the largest shareholder of the company. I can tell you, because it's true, that I have still never sold a share. I don't plan on selling stock in the company at any time soon, because I think most of our value creation is yet to come. So it's early days. I think we have a long ways to go.
Well, Chris, we are running out of time. You know, I wanted to try to get as much in as I possibly can because, like I said, the last time you were on the show was in March. In closing, is there anything that we didn't get a chance to touch upon that you would like to illustrate out there to my listeners before I let you go?
Well, sure. I'll kind of give you all a little teaser that, you know, there are companies out there that make a lot of announcements. Some of them fulfill, some of them don't. We, I think, have built a reputation for being a little bit slower in some regards, but when we make an announcement, you can rest assured that it's real. We are and have been talking to a number of very, very large Fortune 500 type companies for a long time. There's a lot of interest in what we're doing. We think that we are going to be able to fulfill, and just give us the time to do that, and we think you're going to be very, very pleased with us in the next 6 and 12 months.
You've been listening to Chris Bunka. He is the CEO of Lexaria Bioscience Corp. Again, you can find him on the OTCQX under the ticker symbol LXRP, also on the CSE. You can find him under the ticker symbol LXX. Chris, thank you so much for stopping by for the show. I greatly appreciate it. Hopefully you'll come back on in 40 or 50 days and give us an update behind the scenes.
You bet. Look forward to it.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or this station.